Vicky Buffo.
Here.
Brian Perry. Ann Jack Luzak.
Here.
Jared Robbins.
Here.
Kyle Hayden.
Here.
Terrence Stuper.
Here.
All right. I'm going to pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We welcome you to remain standing if you choose as we pray. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for hearing ears, open eyes. We thank you, Father, for causing us to hear our residents, hear our business owners, hear those that care about the village of Tolono. Lord, let us make decisions that are going to be best for the community as a whole. In Jesus' name, amen.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Sorry, I can go ahead and sit.
You're making this difficult.
I thought it was for attendance.
No, it's for public comment if you want to talk.
Okay, but I will. That's okay. Can I? May I?
Most definitely.
Okay.
Come to stand up, and then that microphone right in front of Vicky is what's going to pick up your voice. So if you could please stand up and tell us who you are. And if you're a Tolono resident or not.
I am. Over here?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. You're fine right there.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Mara Kraft-Stevener, and I live on Larman Street in Tolono. I've lived here my father lives down the street on Larman as well. He's been here for 50 years. I'm just inquisitive and curious about the large raise in the water bills. I noticed that now basically the sewer is catching up with the water as we speak. And I know that there's a proposed plan, but I guess I need to know a little bit more information about it. And if you will share that with me, I would definitely like to know why and how.
Well, we are doing a lot of stuff. There's a lot of plans. On our website is all of the plans that we've done. You can go, there's a water and sewer tab, and it's got all of the engineering workups and mock-ups and all of that. There's been like 2 years of meetings and plans. Essentially, to kind of cut to the chase, we have a sewer plant that's 40, 50 years old.
Sure.
That has had nothing done to it hardly at all. Like little band-aids here and there, but nothing major. It has not been kept up with maintenance and stuff. So we inherited it.
Sure.
And we need to do something with it. This is why we have engineers over here, over in the corner, is one of our engineers, not Sean. Oh, over there. I'm sorry. You moved on me. You usually sat over there. So is one of our engineers. And he'll talk a little bit. Probably we got a few things going on he's going to talk about here after public comments. But that's essentially why it is. And we've tried to get people to come to board meetings and stuff because we don't want – we're elected to make decisions, but we want everybody's input. We want to know what people want to do because we have lots of choices. We could sell the system, and we have no control over rates. If we sold the system, we'd have no control at all. Tolono's had the lowest water and sewer rates. When I moved here, it was like incredibly low. It was like the lowest – some of the lowest in the state. There was like two other villages. Now we're probably mid-range, I'm guessing. Because we've slowly kind of crept them up a little bit because we have to fix things. There's a couple water mains we have to fix. The lift station we fixed last year was so rotted, I don't know how the pumps were holding up. And if that lift station would have went out, that's all the high school waste. So that would have backed up that entire corner of town, and we wouldn't have had any way to get to the sewer plant. So that just a lift station was what, $250,000? Just somewhere around in there, just to fix a lift station. We have 8 of those across town. And a couple of them are newer, like if you go to Deer Path, that one's relatively new.
Sure.
I mean, they have issues with it, I think, because it is new. The one that we just replaced was like 50 years old and was running decent. It just was eventually just going to fall in on itself. So we need a lot of stuff done with the lift stations. There's a lot of people wanting to build here in town because we have a beautiful community, but our sewer plant can't handle any more people. We are running at 98% capacity. I mean, correct me if any of my facts or figures are wrong, around 98% capacity all the time. And then when we get a really bad rain or something, something along those lines, then all that stormwater kind of infiltrates into the sewer and then it runs its overcapacity. So that means we have some leaks in our sewer line somewhere where the water, groundwater is getting into it, which that's every community is like that. But so those are the things that we're facing. So before we can add on, and we've actually talked about some plans on that. So new subdivisions, we've talked about tagging on a fee for the, like, you build a house for the next 20 years, you have to pay $300 extra a month, or not a month, I'm
year,
sorry,
a year.
$300 a year,
a year okay.
to help offset the sewers, because
sure.
We need a new sewer plant, and that would help offset bills. Because we're slowly creeping them up, because we have to. And we don't qualify for any grants in this community, unfortunately, because we make $300 over the median income of this rest of the state of Illinois. So we're having a hard time finding grants. We've written tons of grants and applied for things. I've begged to our representatives in Congress, and I mean, we've written letters. And so another funding source too, we got an email from the county, and they got a ton of COVID money, like millions upon millions of dollars of COVID money, and they're looking for projects too. So if you have any friends on the county board, reaching out to them and saying, hey, kick some money into these projects. So that's why the bills are going up. We've got to.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Is there going to be a cap or any? I mean,
there
is. Have
there,
a cap
actually,
at certain
there is
times?
There is a plan.
Okay.
It's not 100% correct, because it was done 2 years ago on what the proposed raises is going to be over the next 10 years, I think it is. And so there is a thing on there that kind of tells kind of the direction we're going. I don't think we're going to have to raise as much. That's worst case scenario. That's worst case if we get nothing.
No
we're
funding
hoping
whatsoever.
To get IPA, like some loan forgiveness. We're hoping to get that. We're going to see. But still, we make too much as overall.
As a community.
So everybody else will get it before us, and if there's money left over in the pot, then we'll get some. So we're still looking for funding. We're always looking for any ideas we have. And then the other option is, like I said, sell it. Sydney, Philo pays as much for water as we do for water and sewer, because Philo doesn't have a sewer system, they
yeah.
have septics,
yeah.
and they pay as much, because we've kind of looked at bills back and forth. So, and Sydney's kind of the same way. They have septic systems too, and they pay about the same for just water after they've sold their systems as we do for water and sewer. So, I mean, well, trust me, we've looked at this from every angle that we can think of, and I appreciate you coming to the meeting
sure.
and asking questions
sure.
because, I mean, we really want input into it. And we're going to have some more meetings as we go down the road. We will probably invite American Water has reached out to us a couple times. That's where we actually buy
yeah,
our water.
That's
we don't
our
have
water
wells.
From.
Yeah,
yeah,
we don't have wells
there.
Here in town anymore. We actually buy our water from American Water. It's
mm-hmm.
the same water you get in Champaign or
Champaign
and all of those places. So we might actually bring them in and just, they can give us a pitch, but if we did put our systems up for sale, that would be a whole referendum and it'd have to go out for a vote and we'd have to put it out there and more people would bid on it, I would think. But American Water's offered to come in and say, hey, if we did buy your system, theoretically, this is what it would look like, you know, in 2-3 years. And they'll give us some kind of rates. They'd be based off the other communities around that they've sold. It'd be similar to those. I think they're all about the same price when they do it. They kind of do a, so it'd be kind of paying what
like
Champaign Urbana's paying. I mean, I think water sewer in Champaign Urbana is over $100.
Well, actually,
so, go ahead,
it
please.
Isn't because right. I have a rental in Champaign.
Okay.
I have a rental property.
Rental?
It's probably about $50.
$50.
Water and sewer. So I'm just like, whoa. So I was a little perplexed because
okay.
I have a home up there and I'm like, wow. I mean, we're American Water. And I realized too,
yeah.
different sewer systems. I get that. But I was just like, whoa, I'm amazed.
yeah.
And then ours went up to like $90. And it was, I mean, I know it's always been a little bit high because I tend to water and I also, I mean, I.
Did you get a secondary meter?
I don't know that I did.
You need to come get a secondary meter, and then
okay.
that way you don't have to pay for sewer when you're watering and
okay.
stuff like that.
Okay. And those are just coming to the office and just ask?
We have several people that are gonna ask for water sewer credits.
Sure.
I don't know if Rena got them done or not, because
Sure.
they forgot to get second meters and they filled pools.
Okay. Okay.
I know there's at least four on there that they filled pools.
Okay.
My water bill's over $300 this year.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean,
and
that's car payment.
And that's with a secondary meter.
Yeah, that's
so
scary,
mine is over
because,
300,
yeah, I'm thinking
but
to
we
myself,
filled a pool,
I don't own
so.
A pool, I don't own a pool, so I'm thinking I don't,
so.
Yeah, but I was just curious, I just wanted to know some information about that.
Yeah, oh, Mo, and I
yeah.
appreciate you coming and asking questions.
Because I know, I mean, my dad's lived here for 50 years, and I just, I mean, this is, he hasn't even gotten his water bill yet, so I'm anxious to see what his is in comparison to mine.
Well,
so.
He would probably be just the minimum.
Okay.
And we don't have, I wish Rena would
like
have stuck around, because Rena did all the bills.
45
so
or so, 45 or 50?
Yeah, that, whatever
probably.
The minimum amount is, it's
okay.
under 50,
okay.
I think it's around 45, but I'm not 100%
okay.
sure.
But the minimum is 43.
The minimum was.
The minimum
34, was 33. No.
Now it's 43 or something.
There you go.
Is that about right? But just come by definitely get this and get this.
Yeah, come
okay.
get a second meter. You have to put a deposit down because we want our meter back.
Sure. Oh yeah. No, I understand.
It's like a $75
okay.
deposit. And,
sure.
But it'll save you a ton of money,
yes,
especially
it will.
If you do a lot of water.
And I do. I've got plants and I do my cars and yeah.
yeah. I mean, you can ask Jared on how much
I'm
money your second
wax.
Meter saves you.
Detail.
So.
I can set
water.
Something up. That'll help pay my water bill.
Yeah, that's true.
The water and sewer rate.
Yeah.
And
oh, there you go.
Information for the increase is on
the website. Perfect.
Did you bring it up?
Yeah.
It says as of May 1st.
Oh, perfect.
5% every year.
Okay, so
5%. The anniversary of that.
Okay. 5% each year.
Yeah, I would love to keep the range.
Oh,
lower.
Anything before? Did that? Oh, was that? I'm sorry. Did you want me to ask them?
I don't understand why we weren't notified about this before.
You
it
were
happened.
Notified. We. It's actually been.
Was it a letter?
Yeah, well, we didn't send a letter to each individual household because that costs a fortune. We've had to do that several times, but it's all over our website. We've been talking about it for over 2 years, and
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been a continual thing talking about it. When we passed the one ordinance that was going to be a 5% raise a year, we talked about that in length over and over at the meetings.
Did you
so
have very good turnout when people came? Or
no,
no,
absolutely
no.
not.
So no one
we
came.
We put it out on social media.
So no one came.
We put it out on.
Well,
we put it out on water bills.
Media,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
harder
I
for.
I think there was something you put on the back of your water bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. We,
yeah.
I maybe
it was on. I think it was the water bill before this. There was something about the rate increases will be next.
Yeah.
I think
it was. Was it just the one we just got? I think.
The one you just got had a little.
Yes,
thing
there was
on
an
it.
Emblem
they
on the
They could
back.
Only put so many characters on it, so they're very short, brief messages. But I think there was some stuff on there too.
Okay, I think so.
And previous bills
it.
Too, but. Like we had a meeting on the zoning, because we're trying to do some stuff with downtown and stuff, and we had like four people show up to it. We had both boards were there, and like four people showed up. It was kind of sad, because we really would like we need people behind us to change stuff. If you guys want things changed, and we need the community behind us. So, but no,
okay.
And if you have
and
any
the website and the
definitely
call
ideas.
About.
We have a question about
sure.
the actual ordinance of
well,
5%.
Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Sure.
Because you're the next one on the list, right?
Oh, Linda. Okay. Sorry.
Linda, right?
Right.
Okay.
I just wanted to know what kind of provisions you're making for some of these senior citizens that I've heard from. Some of them can't afford the increase. I mean, one of these, hers only went up $25, and she said, I just don't have anywhere to pull it from.
Okay.
So, how are you going to help the seniors out? We got a lot of seniors in Tawana now.
Well, they can come. They can apply at the township. The township will help them on. They have a charity function. The village, unfortunately, doesn't have that kind of functionality, but the township does, and they have monies to help out with some of the utility bills and stuff. And so I mean, that's what we have. I mean, you can always petition to the village too and ask. Because you don't want to do it in an open meeting, but you can meet with us. We can individually.
Well, I'm asking
yeah.
for somebody else.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, you can ask
no,
for yourself
truly,
too. But I mean, people don't want to come to an open meeting and ask.
Yeah, they don't.
So, but no, I mean, all of our information's on social media. social media and on our website, but you can also call the office. And the ladies that work in the office are wonderful. They will do whatever they can and they will push. If you call in the office and talk to them, or you can go in the office and talk to them, or if you call in the office, they're really good about taking and blasting all of that out to our emails. And hey, this person was in, this is what they talked about, this is the problems they've had. And so, but no, please do that, so. No, trust me, if I didn't have to ever raise the bills up, I wouldn't. That's one of, well, that's one of the things about moving to this community I really liked, is our water and sewer were so cheap and.
Reasonable.
And it was reliable, but we wanted to keep it reliable. You were having some,
Yeah, I was.
Other drainage issues.
Yes, and Scott.
That guy right there is the guy to talk to.
I know, God love him, I said, I'm not gonna groan, moan and complain, but I'm just gonna, not now.
Well, we have a lot of drainage issues and we got some ideas to fix some of them. Well, actually, he does, I'm taking credit for him, but he's got some great ideas to fix some of them.
Yes, we appreciate that, yeah, cause for, I've lived there 14 years, actually, my father owns the house, I rent from him. So he has two houses on that block.
Okay.
My parents did, and so I just, my concern was, I was telling Scott, is that it habitually, I mean, my, the concrete and then the metal has all just fallen through, I mean, like, they're in my driveway. So I have no drainage whatsoever. And then, of course, everybody else does around me. And then, I think it's at the end of the street, I think, I'm sure Scott knows, down around Doug Stevens' house.
So you collect all the water?
I get all the, but I get it about halfway up my yard.
Okay.
And I'm just like, it's gotta, there's gotta be a better way after 14 years living here.
We've talked about doing some culvert projects too, to where, like, the village will buy them and then we'll sell them back at cost. Like, we've talked about doing that, I think you've ordered some culverts too, haven't you?
Probably.
So we have a few in stock and we can kinda make some arrangements to get them installed.
Sure.
I mean, we're trying to keep the village's cost to as little as possible, but also help people out, cause culverts are their responsibility.
Oh, I did not know, I thought it was the village responsibility for culverts.
Not to put a culvert in.
Okay, oh, no, not, I mean, but I mean, as far as just maintaining though, right, is it, no, it's not?
What do you think? You think it is?
Is it?
Well, I mean.
We've dug a bunch out.
Cause I mean, it's, mine is in the drive, so it's just sunken and then the concrete's cracked and, yeah. And you guys tried, I think you and, Mike had come out and you guys sucked it out as best you can, but it was bent and pretty damaged.
But we're trying to do some projects to kinda get it to where we can help each other out, because if we can take care of your drainage problem.
Please.
That fixes five other properties.
Yeah, it does.
And you just keep working our way down the line.
Cause then Linda's on her side, she's behind me, she's the block over, so hers does, she has some issues there too.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Alright, Teresa?
Yeah.
Alright.
So yeah, we have a question regarding the ordinance of the 5% increase every year, but I'm gonna let you, he's gonna explain this, cause he's the one who's doing all this work with us.
Okay, usually gets billed the minimum in the past, it's 34.33. And the ordinance says it's gonna go up by 5% each year. Is that correct?
That is correct, but we, that was another ordinance that was passed. That's not the current ordinance, the.
The one up there now is the current one.
One up there now is the current one. You're correct, the ordinance that was passed last year was 5% a year, I believe.
Yes.
That got changed because we're trying to do the sewer project. And this is what the current ordinance is. So hopefully this is the correct, hopefully it's on our website.
So what's posted is not the correct one?
Apparently not.
Cause this is the one that was adopted May 5th of 2020.
So this is?
2021.
Yeah, 2021.
This is the 2021 one.
Okay, well.
And then this will back up to the documentation under water sewer on our website, the.
Right now, it's underneath ordinances, new ordinances, and ordinances 2021.
Oh, there you go.
I can work with her and then we can move that link.
Move it over.
Or make a copy of it.
So there's another one posted besides.
Yeah.
That one right there, yeah.
Yeah, so underneath ordinances, there's a tab for new ordinances, things that haven't gone to codification yet. And 2021 page here has the water and sewer rates, which is this one here.
Oh, okay, so that's superseded the other one that's on the website.
I can print a copy out if you like.
Okay. So then that would have a different rate than what was on the May 2020 ordinance though.
Did you have any other questions?
I guess that answers that question.
It was a huge bump up. We didn't want to do, we don't want to do it, but we have to do something to fix things. So I think the water line on Main Street over by the grain bins, that one has been patched so many times, just the water line itself. Last time they had a break in it, they dug it up, and they had to patch next to the patch that they did the year before. So that has huge breaks in. Eventually, that line's gonna have to go, and that's gonna knock out water for half the town over there. So that's some of the issues. Water's not bad. I mean, I think we figured out about $1 million in water that we need to fix sooner than later, and then the water system will be, we can maintain it. The sewer's the one that keeps me awake at night. And then since we're hiring Scott, Scott's gonna help bring that number down a lot, because he can do a lot of the stuff that we didn't have that technology before, or that ability before. He knows how to do the hookups to the house and some of the stuff that we couldn't do before. So it's saving us a little bit of money, so. Any other questions? Anybody else? Did I miss anybody?
What was your actual question, sir?
Well, I had seen the ordinance on the website for May 5th, 2020, and it said there was gonna be a 5% increase, but the bill went up by 24%. So that's where I was wondering if the math was correct on that.
We answered his question, because we showed him the ordinance.
So I just hadn't seen the 2021 ordinance on there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you want to talk, sir? Did you want to say something? Yeah. No? Okay. All right, no more public comments? All right, we'll move down the agenda. Engineers.
Thank you, I'm Larry Johnson with Fair Graham.
He's the one to blame for a raised rate.
I didn't bring my glasses, and I can't read that ordinance up there, so.
I have readers, do those help?
That's okay, I didn't bring my readers, so I'm fighting, just reading up close.
Probably too much information. But, you know, to back up some of the conversation, there's been a lot of planning and cost estimates, and how do you maintain a system that's been neglected for a long time? Because nobody likes to sell a rate increase, and so the can gets kicked down the road, and after two or three decades, you have to catch up, or you don't have a system anymore. And so I think that's what this board's trying to do. And to help support that effort, the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency is offering some very attractive financing for capital improvements to the system. The rates that just kicked in July the 1st are 1.1% for 20 or 30 year loans. So if you have postponed needs, now might be a good time to make a list and try to attract some of that funding to take care of them. Because eventually interest rates on borrowed money are going to go higher, and then that has to be passed on to ratepayers. You know, it has to be a sustained system, according to all the rules. The rule to qualify for that interest on EPA funding says you have to show them your financial plan to be self-supporting. And that contributed to the need to adjust rates. You can't rely on grants like you could in the past. And so going forward, you have to have a different strategy if you're going to try to maintain such a complex, sophisticated system as your water and your wastewater treatment and discharge. So that's kind of where we are. We're trapped in the middle. We're trying to deal with what was inherited. We've got a plan, but it's not free. That's the problem. So that being said, those were anecdotal comments. Certainly correct me if I said anything that I shouldn't have, but what I wanted to stop by is to answer any questions that the board, you know, or the audience might have, but to to kind of give you a quick summary of what we've been doing over the last couple, 3 weeks. If you'll recall, your 5-year discharge permit at the wastewater treatment plant, which has an acronym of NPDES permit, was up for renewal, so we got that document in. It's currently being reviewed by EPA. They requested a copy of your construction management operation and maintenance document, which was generated a couple of years ago. And with the help of Scott and Brandy, we were able to locate that document and get it into them. That document outlines how you're going to monitor and repair your wastewater treatment system when things happen, like surcharges and basement backups and collapsed sewer. You have to keep records of that event, and then annually have a meeting where you go over the deficiencies that you've noted in the preceding year and review your strategies for eliminating those deficiencies so that your system is reliable. So that document went into EPA. We're going to have quite a bit more to say about that down the road, because I'm not sure we've been having annual meetings to go over that deficiency list. But that was taken care of in June. Also, the Consumer Confidence Report, that's an annual report on the water system and any deficiencies in that. Tolono has been posting that CCR report on their website. We got that document updated for 2020, and it was posted online in the last couple of weeks. And so that's another place for the community to get a sense of the complexity of treating and distributing water, because there's a lot of information in that document, in particular the tests and quality of the water that's being redistributed in Tolono. I just handed Scott a copy of the certification that needs to be mailed to EPA by July 10, which is next Saturday, documenting that you posted that CCR online and notified everybody on their water bill that they can go online to see that CCR report, which is one of the options allowed for public notification of all this information. It's pretty exciting stuff. You know, it doesn't fix any pipe in town. It doesn't help any ratepayer. It just complies with public water supply rules and regulations. Another document that we prepared a draft of and sent another certification to EPA is called a risk and resilience assessment. That is a holdover from 9/11. After the terrorist attack in New York, EPA tightened up security on all the water and wastewater utilities to try to, let's say, safeguard them from terrorist interference. And one of the documents that's required to be prepared to show EPA that you've given some thought to your water system is called a risk and resilience assessment. And a certification was sent in by June the 30th that documented the fact that you have done your homework, you have filled those documents out. EPA reviews that document and they get back to us sometime in the next couple, 3 months and say, oh, we need you to delve a little more into this area or a little more into that area. So there's another document you're going to hear about December 30th, 6 months from now, where we comply with any of their requests for more information. And that's called an emergency response plan, where you identify exactly how you deal with any untoward emergency in your water system. So I put everybody to sleep, I apologize. There are gonna be some bills coming in, and so I wanted to make sure sure that everybody understood that it's more than a bill. There's some documents behind all that expense.
We appreciate that.
I didn't mention in particular that we have the ongoing design of bidding documents for the wastewater treatment plant. We're going to probably have another study session to go over some of that stuff in details, but right now it just hasn't been set up. But the expectation is that we will have those documents done and permits applied for by the end of this year in anticipation of taking bids on that improvement early spring, it's like March or so. But that is a huge Herculean effort to prepare plans and specs to completely upgrade your wastewater treatment plant, which also contributes to some of the need to adjust your rates. Question?
Yeah, I have a question. I've noticed in the past that we've also been getting letters of mail saying that water that is supplied is not sufficient.
Not sufficient?
Oh, EPA.
Oh, did we?
The chemicals and things that are.
So if the money that, for the rate increase, is that gonna help with the quality of the water?
Part of the reason you were getting those letters is because we weren't doing the tests correctly. It's an education thing. So that got fixed when we got Scott here, because our water comes from American Water.
Yes.
It's same water everybody else is drinking. The lines before they're getting tested, one of the lines that they're using is on a fire hydrant. Well, we all know the fire hydrants go there and dead end.
Yeah.
And it wasn't getting flushed correctly. And then they would just turn it on and then 2-3 minutes later take their sample and go. Well, that's all that stale water in that big long run,
mm-hmm.
and didn't have time to run the water out. And so that's one of the issues we're having. I think our, what was our last, compared to what we were doing and when you started doing them, what was the difference?
It was down like 70 milligrams per liter. We were way under what their maximum allowable is. Because their max is like 80 milligrams per liter. We were at 50.
Okay.
But the problem was there were so many that were so high that they had to send a letter out the last time to cover that average. But yeah, if you do it right, everything's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, we still have some dead end streets and stuff like that that we're always going to have a little bit of issues. We've looped some of them, but I mean, flushing it is the key we've learned. So,
in the consumer confidence report, there is a chart in there that says potential deficiencies in the system. One of them is you don't sample it properly. That's one of the shortcomings. If you don't grab enough samples and test it, you have to report that in the CCR report. There's another section in there about chemical constituents in the treated water. And to try to soothe your concerns when you read that, there's mentions made in there of trihalomethanes in the waste, in the water after it gets chlorinated. They're in there in parts per billion. There's a limit set, which Tolono is well within, but people like to know, are there any compounds whatsoever in the water? And trihalomethanes are more prevalent in surface water when it's treated and chlorinated than with groundwater that you guys have. The trace amounts that are listed in the CCR aren't expected to hurt anybody with 50 years of consuming all the water you could ever imagine consuming in 50 years. There's a statistical chance that it might not be good for you. But nobody ever achieves those numbers. EPA establishes those safety numbers for ceiling limits after determining what might be significant and then dividing that number by 10. And they put the number at 10% of what might be significant in the rules. And even that becomes a statistical adventure to try to understand. I mean, why do we have to mention this in every year's consumer confidence report? And the answer is for openness. Not hiding anything. This is in your water. If you go to Champaign, it's in your water. You know, if you go to any community and test parts per billion, you'll find trace amounts of something. And to kind of give you a sense, what is a part per billion? One in sense of time, 1 second in 11 years is a part per billion. And when you see part per trillion, that's 1 second in 33 years. So it's hardly worth getting worried about when they find, because they have such sophisticated testing equipment, they can find something at some microscopic level if they look for it. So you'll see those words in the CCR. If you're concerned about it at all, you can look into it some more. But it really is information only. It just doesn't affect people's normal health at all.
I just wondered, maybe somebody at home had the same question.
I appreciate you asking.
Yes.
The safety of the water, is it good to drink? Can we not drink? Can you cook with it?
Oh, yeah.
We have the person that is actually doing everything correct.
I don't know if I should trust God or not.
God has saved us a lot of money. So, all right, well, public speaking is got. Public Works, what do you got for us? You said discussion on water projects.
Oh, man. Well, we've been replacing sidewalks. Got most of our little sections done. Hopefully by next week we'll start on the bigger ones. We'll get all the, and then parking out here, we're going to do that too at the same time.
And you got your floater? You buy a floater?
Yes.
I told him to buy a floater because it was cost effective not to rent it and just buy one. So, that.
Yeah, because we rented it for 10 minutes, but they charged us for 3 hours, and that was $60. And they said it didn't matter how long we used it. That was the minimum. So
I think you said it would be, what,
$300? It was $300 for a whole week.
Yeah.
And when we start getting into the longer, bigger sections, we're going to need it. So running back and forth to Savoy and Champaign or whatever.
I think it was, what, $1,200 or so?
Yeah,
for
it was $1,500. It's not like it's going to get used one time and get thrown in the corner. We'll wear it out for you.
Thank you.
Get the money's
maybe
worth
we'll get sidewalks.
Hey.
Yes,
hey.
I just happened to run home today, long story, but ran home today and saw one of your summer workers taking my little bag of refuse from my picker as he was on his way. Thank you. And he took care of it to make sure that it didn't fall off the bottom.
Okay.
Bravo.
Yeah. What else you got?
Well, there's some other stuff later on down the agenda.
All right.
But
we
other than
have,
that.
We don't have the police department here. We don't have the treasurer here. Anything for the board members?
Do you want? I don't know where he's going.
He's printing it.
The thing in his thing he had up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Printing it. And planning and zoning. We had a planning and zoning board meeting and hardly anybody showed up for it. It was a good meeting. We had kind of both boards there for the most part. Had some good things they talked about. Hopefully their minutes will be on the website here soon.
What was the outcome of that meeting?
No. You pretty much got the gist of it for the most part. They're going to send a questionnaire out. Yeah. They're going to send a questionnaire out for the whole entire village, and so people can put all their input in. That's going to be mailed.
No, I'm just asking. I work in a school, so I know. Mail goes out all the time.
Yeah. Well, we
and
actually,
email. They
because
do a lot
of
the for the kids at school, the parents.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because of all of the things we had to send out for the water last year, we bought a postage thing.
Oh, I'm sure. I can imagine. You just need
like
a blank vest.
So that will be mailed out.
That's illegal.
Right.
Without the state.
consent agenda. A, motion to approve minutes of the June 15th, 2021 regular session, board meeting. B, motion to approve bills, warrants as presented. C, motion to approve 2021 payroll, 21-06-25 payroll. D, motion to approve sewer and water usage bills report.
Mark. Question. There is a set of minutes for the public hearing that was had at our last meeting that are actually separate from our regular session minutes. It's not listed on here.
Those aren't just contained in your regular session minutes?
No, she did them separately.
I mean, I've got no problems with adding them.
Because they're just kind of continued on?
It's the same date, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's close enough for our purposes.
So that would be an E.
Or it could just be A, the regular session minutes, including the
yes.
Public hearing.
Yes.
All right.
And public.
So I need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second. All right, roll call. Vicky Buffo.
Yes.
And Jack Luzak.
Yes.
Jared Rodham.
Yes.
Kyle Hayden.
Yes.
Terrence Stuber.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Okay. We don't have A. All right, B, review and approval of the TIF funds application of Michael's Pizza. Any questions on that? You guys
we're still waiting on a quote, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
See.
So I didn't see them there.
So there's a couple different ways we can do this and look at this. If they do bring us a quote, you can look at approving all of it. You can approve we'll pay up to a certain amount, and there's different ways of looking at it. The quote he had was the one quotes he had were from last year. We know it's going to be a lot more this year, so I wouldn't have a problem approving the old quotes, but that's all we're going to pay. I mean, this is what we're going to pay. So
as I mentioned last month when we were discussing this, I don't think it's wise for us as a board to approve TIF applications for businesses. I know we already did one, but I don't think we need to be approving TIF applications for businesses without having set guidelines.
I agree. And Brandy was doing research on that.
Because we don't have a program for businesses to come request a TIF loan or a TIF grant. The only application we currently have is for taxing bodies to request. And I'm all for helping our businesses improve their properties. But I think we need to have some things in writing that are a guideline for the businesses to follow and for us to follow before we can say yes again.
Oh, okay.
And we talked about this. It was,
yes.
We don't have the form. We don't have another form.
We don't have the form and we don't have guidelines for a program.
So, and that's what was, Brandy was going to do research because Villa Grove has like a whole set outline of how they do TIF funding for businesses when you come. I'm sure Tuscola has one. I'm sure Champaign Urbana have one. Champaign Urbana is probably quite online. So she was going to do research and kind of develop a form and then Brian's help kick the form out. So we actually have some guidelines on it. Because I would love to do some like zero interest loans or maybe some forgivable loans. You do this and we'll forgive your loans and stuff like that. We do have some TIF money that has to go towards businesses. And I think the TIF is up.
It has to?
We have money in the TIF that I would like to go to businesses only because we haven't spent really a lot from the TIF on any businesses. So
that's because the TIF wasn't created to spend it on businesses. It was created to spend it on
overpass.
On. I don't
and
think
the fire department took it.
It was created to to have more finances available to the village for the upkeep and repair of certain things within the village, so the village could grow further down the road.
Actually, did you read the toll tip application, that thing where they did all the documentation?
I'm sure it was for the overpass.
No, well, no, it was for that, but it was also for businesses, the whole, when they put the state out to the people.
Well, and I.
That's right.
It was for businesses and development, and it was all of what you said, but it was also to bring businesses to town.
Right, well, and they're, like you said, City of Urbana has their information right online, there's a TIF incentive program website page for them. There's all sorts of things, so we need something that our businesses can say, alright, this is what they're able to do for me. This is what I'm able to apply for, let's, now I know what I can do, I know what I can't do, and then we can say, we know what we are going to approve, we know what we're not going to approve. And then that saves people down the road that come after us.
Yeah, for somebody to be using a form for TIF, for a taxing body, it's, that doesn't apply.
It's a wrong form. You're correct.
Right.
And then they don't know either, cause they're not a taxing body.
Right.
Yeah, no, it needs to be changed, definitely. Alright, so we'll hold it over to the next meeting, we'll have something. Changing village, still on there, do you want to move forward with that?
Yeah, for C, I was able to just connect with Brian really briefly about options we have within our phone system to create a, you know, for emergencies, press this, for all other inquiries, press this, and it seems like it should be fairly easy to do, make some recordings, and so that's an option for some of the concerns that we talked about last time. And as far as, you know, actually making official proposal for those village office hours, I'm not prepared to do that, I just wanted to report back.
We'll just transfer all the phones to Scott's cell phone.
I think that's a really good idea. He is the fixer.
Is that the pay raise, we hope?
A large one?
Is that where the money's going?
That's where the money's going for us.
Being redirected toward Scott so he can fix these.
He doesn't sleep, so.
And as far as D, I'm also still working on that one.
Okay.
I don't know, did you get my email, Mark, about D?
Junior trustees.
And a contact? I'll connect with you after the meeting, but.
That's fine, we've had trouble with our email where, in particular mine, where it's been going in, some people have been going into spam. And then when I've sent email to people that I've sent email to a billion years, I go into their spam, and so they're working on it, whatever that means.
Okay.
That's what happens. Best thing is if you send me something, copy it to either Paige or Krista in my office.
Okay.
And Krista was having trouble, they got hers taken care of, but Paige and Krista are both getting it, you know?
Alright, I'll just maybe get with you after this meeting and get that contact information.
Alright, so this next one is to approve Donahue's engineering invoices, so you have a couple choices here. We could approve all of them. Or we can go with the motion that's getting ready to be said right now, so.
I propose a motion to authorize the village president to pay engineering work performed by Donahue and Associates relating to mapping not to exceed $11,000 and to defer payment and remaining bills pending further review.
Second.
Third, that's very well said, that's a very nice word. Motion. Alright, Vicky Buffo.
Yes.
Anne Jack Luzak.
Yes.
Jared Robbins.
Yes.
Kyle Hayden.
Yes.
Terrence Stuper.
Yes.
I'm sorry, who's my second?
Me.
Okay.
Alright. The ordinance changes to section 3.6.2 of the part-time employees, temporary and seasonal employees of the village policy manual. It's increasing the hours that they can work. Those are, they had summer employees at 30 or something.
Yeah.
Double time. So
would it go to?
We just change the wording.
Change the wording and then they can work a 40-hour week.
Right, yeah, cause it was basically, they were, set at 35, but with the wording change, it was up where they could work 40 hours.
And the.
Number of hours don't change, total number of hours that they're allowed to work doesn't change, but.
Yeah, just it's a motion to approve ordinance 2021-0-11.
Fucking hell, have you lived here?
Do you have a motion yet?
97.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
BOHR.
We have to go home and do it. No, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Alright. Oh, okay, finally, this is why Sean's here. We need to appoint one person to this, planning and zoning board. Sean, would you like to tell people about him? Why do you wanna be on that thankless board?
Hi, my name's Sean Talbot. I'd like to be on the zoning board, cause I'd like to see what kind of improvements we can do in the future for Tolono. I would love to be on the board, to watch it grow. And I'd also like to be on the board just for the well-being and, make sure the right decisions are made for the people of Tolono. I've been here in, with the village, not working for the village, but I've been in the village, living in this area for 20-plus years. Tolono needs to grow and it needs to grow in the right way. My decisions aren't gonna, alone aren't gonna be the way Tolono grows, but it can help and I'd like to be a part of that.
And you just opened a new business?
Yep.
What? What new business?
Barbecue.
So Sean's been doing the brisket and pulled pork for Trackside for a while. And then he opened up his own catering shop.
Yep.
Nice.
They take it on the road.
Yep. Still waiting for all my papers from the good old state of Illinois, but.
Is it S-E-A-N?
S-E-A-N-T-A-L-B-O-T-T.
Still send people his way.
The meat's no good, don't buy it.
Secret ingredient's coffee and his rub, by the way.
Where is this business at?
It's catering business.
Catering.
Oh.
Right now, right now.
Yeah.
Currently, yeah.
Yeah, I currently working with Jeff Lancaster there at Trackside, but that's until my license gets here and I'm fully certified in all food requirements, so. I just have to work underneath his license until mine's approved.
Perfect. Alright, well, I need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Well, how about Vicky and Taryn seconds?
No.
Oh,
No, I second.
Ann, okay, Ann second.
I'll second.
Alright, cool.
Okay.
And all in favor?
Right.
Aye.
Everybody opposed? Perfect. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
Yep.
You are now on the board. If you get up with Brian, he can set you up with email and all that good stuff. So.
Whatever.
Alright.
And Sean, you live on Marshall Street, right?
Alright.
I'm sorry.
We're on Marshall Street, right?
Yes.
We're all neighbors basically, cause I'm on Larmen, she's on Marshall, we're all in the same area.
I plowed her snow this winter.
Yes, that's good. I don't do that.
Gotta take care of the elderly.
The new.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Yes.
So we need to discuss to approve, Phil Quist to grind 19 steps for $975.
Satisfactory.
Are we doing the cleanup and stuff?
Yes, we'll do the cleanup. All he's doing is the grinding.
That's what we did last year.
And, yeah, I mean, for 19 stumps, we can't rent the grinder for a week and get that done ourselves, so.
Is, I'm sorry, is, Debbie that lives down there on the corner?
I'll make a motion.
That brown house across from Steve Gass? Is that one of the stumps that's gonna be ground?
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, it's money, never mind, it's money. Think about that.
Yes.
Ryan Berry. Ann Jack Luzak.
Yes.
Jared Robbins.
Yes.
Kyle Hayden.
Yes.
Taryn Stuber.
Yes.
Alright, perfect. agenda, if you want to care to read it, we're renewing our contract with Stoplight. Essentially, we pay 50% and state pays 50% on Stoplight. It's essentially the same agreement.
If they reimburse us.
Yeah.
We pay it, they reimburse.
Yeah. So if you would like to read the big contract, here it is.
19 pages?
19 pages.
Oh, that's more than 19 pages.
More than 19 pages. Well, actually, not really. There's two of them.
Okay.
We have that in big print.
So that's what that is.
I'll take the big print, please.
I just need a motion to approve this so I can sign this.
Sure.
Second.
Oh, wait.
Oh, second. All right.
Wait, who was the first?
And that's a my thing too, doing a roll call on it. Okay.
Who are you?
He raised his hand, so he was.
You can put whoever you want on there. We have two of them, the fourth one to approve it.
Kyle motioned, she seconded.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Thank you both.
I don't need all the glory, yes.
Ann Jack Luzak.
Yes.
Jared Robbins.
Yeah.
Kyle Hayden.
Yes.
Karen Super.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so this next one is something I've wanted done for a long time. Scott's kind of making it happen for me. I wanted to give the board permission to work with Jeff Blue, the engineer for the Tolono Township, the county, to put the bridge in, back in on the lane, that dirt lane behind my house, and then Scott's gonna put the road in.
Is that that lane?
Between
the, so that dirt, that dirt lane, we're gonna put that bridge back in.
Yeah, but what did you call it?
Burl Lane.
Yeah, Burl Lane.
So my goal is to get all the truck traffic out of town.
Okay.
So, and if we can get that lane back open again, they can go from the grain bin and shoot straight across over to the cemetery and then out to 45 that way. And it gets a majority of the truck traffic out of town. And it's also quicker and saves gas for the guys bringing the grain and stuff in there. So, because right now, if there's a train on the tracks, they have to come through town. And how do you know if there's a train on the tracks or not? So sometimes they drive down and have to turn around, come all the way back, and then try to cross. So by doing this, it's going to relieve a lot of pressure. I still am going to reach out and see maybe if we can get a little help from the grain bins and stuff. They've helped us before in the past. I haven't had a chance to do that yet. But this is just to get the agreements going. This might cost us a couple $1,000, but it won't cost a whole lot. It's just working with the county engineer. And if they would have done the before, I think Terrence was on the board, but before a lot of people's time, we put a bridge in over by the cemetery, and essentially it's a box culvert. And that's essentially what they're going to do with this one too. So it's not going to be crazy expensive when we get down to it. So there'll be more paperwork and stuff coming. This is just giving me permission to start working with them.
Is it actually a township road?
It's actually our road, but township will go in with us. They did the same thing with the cemetery that was our road, and
right.
We kind of went in with them. But that ended up costing like crazy money, and I mean it was a headache. Do you remember that at all? It was like right when coming home, and it was a complete headache.
Well, it hadn't been repaired ever.
Yeah. If they would have done that one, it would have been half the price of what we ended up paying. I think the village's portion of that was like $50,000 or something like that. It was insane. And it just,
huh?
Right there.
Oh, right there.
Is this behind your house?
No, it's over here.
Oh, I was like,
it's this dirt lane, right? It goes right along there.
Oh, okay.
But it used to be a road years ago, and this would take all this truck traffic that goes over here to the thing. So,
what?
I'm surprised.
So you say that then it's Baker Street?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
are there just
two
houses
just
down there?
And this house faces Austin. The other one, we just redid this road too a little bit. We did it. We went to the, like right past the house there. That road hadn't been redone forever. They were driving on a potholed road. It's pretty bad. So
would that be a double lane road then?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the goal.
Okay.
So I mean, we'll eventually get there. Might not be there right off the bat, but we'll eventually.
And then down there by the cemetery, that would be Brad. He would have to reinforce that shoulder right there for the trucks turning, right?
Yeah, and They've been all been in talks with it, they've looked at it, and.
Yeah, Brad and I are in agreeance that all the work him and I do, so when it comes to building the road up and everything else.
Yeah, they're coming out to help. This is the way things should be with the two governing bodies working together and sharing resources, so.
So would that bridge be funded by Tolono, or would it be funded by the township?
Both.
Both?
It'll be both, and that's why I'm gonna reach out here too, so we get a little bit of funding there too. They've helped us out.
From Premier?
Premier and.
United Prairie.
United Prairie.
UP. So I'm gonna try to reach out to them too, cause they've helped out before. They helped Brad out, they put the bridge in down.
Yeah.
On Duncan for him. I mean, it only helps them, and it saves their farmers coming their gas and everything else, and. They don't like driving through town, like.
Well, I'm a truck driver and I don't like driving through the town.
Those are tight corners to turn.
Well, they're tight, and I'll tell you, I don't know what the regulation is for the height of the power lines or the cable lines, but those are not up to code in the alleyways, let alone in town.
Well, and this would just open up a lot, plus it's also open those up for subdivisions eventually too, and it's, cause a lot of the roads dead end right along there, so you can actually. Eventually down the road, when subdivisions start going in, it's a win-win for everybody, and it opens that all up.
So Murphy, with this, are you asking permission to start talking with him, or?
Well, we've already started talking with them, but I need permission to start working with them and probably open up some funds. I don't think it's gonna cost a lot just to kind of work on some plans with them, because this engineer works for the county. So, but we're looking, you know, there'd be probably plans that would have to be made, and I don't know, all the little expenses that go along with that, so a couple thousand dollars.
Is that what, yeah, is that what we approve it for then?
Yeah, I mean, just set it not to exceed the amount. And then, as of right now, there's no expenses at all with it, but I'd like that buffer in there, just in case we come across something that he's done. They don't have to constantly, like, okay, stop everything. We have to wait for this meeting that's coming up in 2 or 3 weeks to get any funds approved. So just a small amount in there.
So.
Can you think of anything that?
No, cause basically he's gonna do like the flow study through there, and then size whatever box we need, and then we'll go from there.
And I think Brad said there might be some small expenses in there, maybe for the flow studies. I don't know. Brad was thinking, I feel like a couple thousand dollars in there.
Yeah.
So we split those expenses with it, but yes, I keep cutting you off.
No, it's okay. So who is the intergovernmental agreement going to be between us and the township and Jeff Blue Works? Jeff Blue Works for the county.
It's just with the Jeff Blue.
Just with Jeff Blue.
Yep.
Okay, so it's not really an agreement, we're contacting him.
Yeah, you're just giving him the okay to go ahead and start doing the flow study through there and everything else.
Well, so it's technically, okay.
Yeah, he's not gonna do anything. Basically, we'll order the box when we come to that, when we figure out what we need. When he figures out what we need, we'll do the order, we'll get everything, you know, get pricing and whatever else. Basically, he's just doing the flow study to tell us what we need to stick in there.
Okay, but then we still need an intergovernmental agreement for the cost sharing with the township. Because if there isn't an agreement.
We'll get there when we, now, he comes back and says this culvert's gonna be like $100,000, we're like, So, that's when, once we get some prices and we get more of a, this has been talks. This has all been, you know, the talks, hey, we can do this for you, you can do this for us type of back and forth thing, but I wanted to bring it to the board saying, hey, these are the talks that we're in, let's put up a little bit of money, have a little bit of money there, but before we go any further, I mean, we got to know, like I said, if he comes back and says it's gonna be like insanely expensive, which I don't think it will be.
No.
I mean,
Brad was figuring probably $30,000 for the box.
Yeah. So we're,
I mean, that's just
when we get
rough
to that
figure,
point,
so
then we'll come back to the board and say, hey, we'll have an agreement, and then we'll go further.
Right.
This is just getting the study and looking at it and
work on the cemetery box culvert that you alluded to. And the county has a bridge fund. At the time, they would pay for half of a project, but they expected the village to bid the work to install it. You know, and then they would come in and monitor the installation, and they would pick up half of the cost of that bid to put that culvert.
See, we're not putting it out to bid, we're doing it ourselves, so.
Right, yeah, you're just planning it.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, that study can cost some money if there isn't information already in his computer, because you have to size that culvert based on a certain size storm to be sure it doesn't back up, because it's not big enough. So there's a lot of documentation that he's going to be putting information together to size that box culvert, and then he can tell you about what it'll cost on recent bids to install that kind of a box culvert. Give you an idea what your project might be.
Yeah, our plan is, we're not gonna put it out to bid when we get down to that point, cause we'll rent a crane and we're gonna do the installation ourselves, so.
Any chance that information is already available based on the bridge that was already replaced?
I mean, it's possible.
Cause it's all on the same stream.
Yeah, it means it turns and goes under the.
Some of the goofiness of that earlier culvert project was it takes drainage from the airport, and they monkey around, that's a bad word. The information for the airport is not straightforward, but there could be, that information should still be the same, it's only been 10 years or so.
Yeah, okay. So there's just getting the information together. A lot of it should already be there. So that's where we're at on that, and this is all village, all the way to 800. So we even go across the thing. And this is all village this way. Not quite, I don't think we go that far, somewhere around there. Well, thanks for coming, guys.
Thank you.
And if you, please, if you have any questions, come to the board, you can call us.
Appreciate it, very much so, thank you.
I'll make a motion for the mayor to work with Jeff Blue for the engineering work up to 2,000.
Second.
All right, roll call, Vicky Buffo.
Yes.
Frank, Ann Jackaluzak.
Yes.
Jerry Robbins.
Yes.
Kyle Hayden.
Yes.
Terrence Stuper.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Sir, who made the motion to second?
I made the motion.
Hayden.
Second.
And then the next one is to increase the, this is for the student workers we hire back. So if they come back the second year, I'd like to give them something, whether it be 50 cents or a dollar or an hour, something. And they're only, this is for our high school workers. So, and we've only done this program 2 years, we've had one come back. So it would affect one person this year, but we have.
Didn't we already give him a raise?
Not the high school workers.
The high schooler.
The high school workers, right.
Yes, thank you.
But you gave that a full-time, part-time employees.
Yeah, we didn't give the high schoolers have stayed the same.
These are basically the seasonal employees, correct? Is that what we call them?
Summer.
Summer, seasonal, I can't remember what their title is. It's the high school program that we're doing.
Okay.
So. What do they make currently, do you remember?
Twelve.
Twelve.
So, it's a great job, it's fun, and they get a lot of hours, they get a lot of experience. But right now, everybody else is starting around 15. And if people were begging for workers, we got lucky this year, we have 3, so. So that's what this is on here for, looking for if they come back the second year. So technically, they could come back, 3 years maybe? Ish?
Hopefully at the most.
Yeah.
But you have the one that's come back this year, and that's really gonna give him a raise, yeah, then he'll be done.
Then he's done, cause this is his senior year, so he's off to college, so. And if we hired him again, it'd be at the adult rate, I guess not like adult, that bird, but. The non-high school rate, so.
Over 18.
The over 18 rate, which he'll be 18 in August, so. So I'm looking for an amount, not a dollar.
Me too.
so I need a motion.
Wait, is this for this one person or is this for a?
It's for if you come back, it's a dollar raise.
Is it in writing somewhere?
I think we should consider two things. What we should pay people per hour, and then maybe their annual increase needs to fall more in line with what we're doing for other village employees.
But you know, we pay them a lot less than other village employees.
Well, that's what I'm saying, I think we need to look at the base hourly, and then when it comes to an increase for somebody who might come back, it should probably be more in line with what we're giving other employees as an annual type of increase.
So you want you to jump them from 12 to, what's the part-time rate, 15, 18?
15, 13.
So jump them from 12 to $18 if they come back the second year? That's what we're paying current part-time employees.
No. If we are paying those folks $12 now, I'm gonna throw out a number, I'm gonna just throw out crazy numbers so that I don't appear to be.
Our federal government does.
Going, so if we are currently paying them $50 an hour, and people are making $60 an hour elsewhere, do we need to change everybody to $60 an hour? But somebody who comes back next year might be eligible for up to 5% increase, or a 2.5, depending on what we do for our full-time, year-round employees. That's what I'm wondering.
The only thing I would see different on that, we're paying them a lot less, like an incredibly amount less. And we're paying them that because they can't do what the full-time employees do. If they come back their senior year, they could possibly be 18, and then they could do everything that the full-time employees do. So should we, going on your logic, should we bump them out of the high school rate into the full-time rate?
I'm not proposing that necessarily, that's why.
No, I'm just saying, but if you go numbers like that, so, because after they turn 18, then they can pretty much do everything.
So.
If we are doing, like, for example, if we're doing $12 an hour right now, do we really need to be doing 14? And then somebody who comes back next year gets, new people that come into the program next year maybe are at 14, but somebody who comes back next year is $14 plus 5%, or 3%, or 2%, or whatever we might be doing for other people. And I need to go look at this after that, so I apologize, I'm just leaving you, I'll be right back.
So, is there an insurance reason why someone in the high school program can't do more of the things?
There's a whole list of things, if you're 16, you can do this, if you're 17, you can do this. And once you hit 18, you can do pretty much everything, right?
Yeah, the insurance covers you no matter what, after you're 18 years old, it doesn't specify what you can and can't do.
Okay, so, the reason I ask is because if we are bound to only allow them to do certain things, there's justification for why they wouldn't get rates like those who can do all of the things. Vicki, I was just asking if there was a reason why those in the high school program could not do all of the things that someone, a regular part-time, for insurance reasons and things like that. So I said, if they can't do all of the things, that's why they're not getting paid as much money. I understand what you're saying about we pay them much less than other places pay people to do jobs, but other places can't get people to do those jobs. We have people who are willing to work for the rate that we're paying them. And understanding that they're not able to do all of the jobs, does the rate match? I understand what you're saying as well. Maybe we do need to look at raising it a little bit, but.
So if they make $12 now, then as of January 1st, they'll be making minimum wage because it goes up.
Right.
So we're just giving them.
Oh, I know.
High school senior that worked here, junior, was saying, hey, here's an extra $1 for coming back to work for us.
So the interesting thing is that those those minimum wage rates go into effect at age 18.
And the one you have now who just graduated won't be 18, so he's about done anyway. he's out of high school already, but over this summer.
So that's what the state of Illinois and all their wisdom did, was they now made multiple classes of employment ages. The minimum wage that everyone knows about that keeps going up is for age 18 and older. So everyone under that, we're not legally required to pay them the minimum wage rate. Now, what we're legally required to do and what we morally feel we should do can be two completely different things. Mm-hmm. Scott, what are you thinking as far as...
It wasn't my suggestion. Ask Rob.
It was my suggestion. We talked about it, too. If you come back, it's a reward for coming back.
I agree with 100%.
But and then now, Vicky has me thinking, too, do we need to raise them up? I'm kind of looking at you, Scott, too, because...
Can we afford to right now?
Yes, I don't know. I think right the part-time now. Summer job making $12 an hour is pretty good.
And at the time when we did it last year, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
We liked
it. I mean,
it.
You know, these are kids that live at home. They don't have no bills. They're just making summer money.
And if we do it...
And they can work 40 hours a week.
And if we do $1 a year when they return, say you return the next year, you get $1 a year. If you return another year, you get $1 a year. So we're talking maybe 3 years. So if we do that $1 a year, they're still only up to $14, and we're paying our full-time rate.
But why would we give them an 8% increase when we give our full-time, when maybe we've only given the people that have given us a full year, 40 hours a week, 5%?
To the simple fact they only make 12.
And well, then that's the problem. That's
18,
the issue then,
is
the fact that they make
making.
12. So if we don't like that they make 12, let's adjust that. And then let's do an annual increase that's more in line with what the people that are giving us their entire year get.
Well, it's something else to think about, too. When they come to us at 16, they know nothing. So there's guts to deal with and to mold into what he needs them to
we
be.
We need a lot
and
of
he's
little
got
scots.
To, he's got to
do this.
We 100%
and
do.
Or another employee. So they're working with them and teaching them everything. So it takes them a summer to get them to where they're mowing a straight line. Or they're, you know what I mean? It takes a while to get them to where he needs to be. So
the next year,
they're already at that level. So then they can actually start teaching. They're almost this semi-quasi-supervising type, an FTO type program. They're the training officer now for the next kids that are coming in.
Is this individual or individuals less than 650 hours
yes.
per year?
They have to.
Okay, so the minimum wage for under 18 is $8. Right now they're making
significantly
a lot more than what the under 18 minimum wage.
And how
I
many
think
hours
Murphy
did you
pointed
do
out something that's important.
What's
I mean, we're doing, it sounds like we have people that are going to stay with us, and maybe we don't need to be as competitive. It feels wrong to say that.
Yeah.
But with the environment that we're in and how difficult it is to get and retain people, you wonder if $12 holds.
Right. Yeah.
Does somebody that you're molding and shaping to be a little Scott say, you know what, I'm going to go over here and make $14.50 because that's pretty compelling when you're 17 years old.
Yeah.
To
and
go to Menards. I mean, Menards is
you look
hiring
at
part-time like
$14.50. Any fast
I love
food
Menards. Stop thinking about a part-time job at Menards.
Any fast food restaurant's hiring kids at $14+ an hour. But I mean, right now nobody wants to work, so.
Yeah, this is true.
So they don't want to work fast food.
And these
no,
kids,
they just don't want to work.
And right now these kids are working pretty hard. When I've come in and seen them, they're drenched and they're smelly and they've worked all day and they worked hard. So, yeah. Scott's mean, makes them work really hard.
Thank you.
So they learn a lot.
Hard work never killed anybody.
So, accidents. So I am open to whatever. I just, we're paying them $12 an hour and we're working them harder than they would work at Menards, working them harder than they would work at Sam's.
But like we're in July now and they're only going to be working another month. after they go back to school.
True.
I think this should be next year.
Oh, we could think about something different for next year, you're right. I think as far as somebody who's, who repeated and came back to us, I don't think we should exceed, an increase percentage that's more than what we, I said it before, than what we give people who give us their entire year.
That would be about 60 cent raise.
Yeah.
Which is more than my son got at his job.
He made more for all that.
He's only 15, but he's making more than minimum wage.
Scott, they're only allowed to work 40 hours, or can they work overtime?
Well, I mean, they can work overtime, but when it comes to something that we're doing overtime, yeah, I don't want them in my way. No offense, but I can get it done faster without having to babysit three other people, so.
So we're not gonna stick them down in a hole.
Yeah, no.
We're not gonna have them fixing a lot.
I mean, yeah, cause they're just, you know, doing little stuff that helps us.
Okay.
Where we can get, you know, like sidewalks done.
Mm-hmm.
I can put them on a mower and
then
we can worry about other projects, so. But yeah, I mean, the whole 40 hour thing was because they could only work a couple hours on Friday and then they'd have to go home.
Yeah.
So why even come in for 2 hours? And I mean, by the time you get started, it's time to leave. That was the whole talk of the 35 to up to 40. That way there's no, you know, they've got other stuff going on anyway. So most of them don't work 40 hours a week because of basketball or lifting or, you know, doctor's appointments or whatever else. So they're not here, but if they are, then they're not limited to that.
And this also opens us up too, if we get a job study or a job, what do they call that, work study, if we had any of those. So it opens it up for something along those lines where they could maybe work a half day with us during the school year. All right, so where we're at, I just need a motion, whichever way.
As far, I would make a motion for the part-time public works employee.
Summer
employee who comes back the next year. That is not the right verbiage.
Seasonal.
The seasonal employee who comes back for a second year. So we're talking about one person, not writing something in for every year, correct?
I see we write in for every year. So if you come back, you get, like, if we go with what you're saying, if you come back, you get a 5% raise. So I'm sure we're going to go up more than $12 for next year, maybe. We'll see when we get to that point. But we can write it in that if your second year back, you get a 5% raise. If your third year back, you get a 5% raise.
They have to be at least 15 years old, right?
16.
16.
We're hiring, so we have 16 because of our insurance.
So basically it's 2 years.
Yeah,
exactly.
Most of
so
them get 2 years.
Yeah.
So juniors and seniors.
So you're talking a 10% cop that they would get over 2 years. Well, actually, 5%. So that's how I would word it. But this is your motion, sorry.
I'm trying to think of how to word it.
I'll just read back what I think I heard you say.
Thank you.
Trustee Buffon motioned that any seasonal employee returning a second year gets a 5% raise over the prior year.
No.
No?
It's not what I'm looking for, actually.
Okay.
I'm looking for this particular year to be 5%, but I don't want it to be at 5% every year. I know it just sounds as, but next year if we give everybody else, Scott, let's say Brandy, everybody gets 3%, then this person who comes back should only get 3%. So I don't know how to word that.
You're still not talking that much money.
I'm not, but.
And I don't think any of, I'm speaking for the employees, would you have a problem with us giving them 5%?
Maybe.
Whatever. So.
I think it's something we need to be conscientious of. But if someone else wants to make a motion at a different, because you all agree, then that's what we should do to move on. If you want to do Mark's motion, someone else can make it.
Well, what if, since we're talking about those in the high school program, what if we set a starting pay rate for the high school program? Year one, you get this. Year two, you get this.
And then you're done.
Well,
or year three.
Homeschoolers.
We can do a third year.
Homeschoolers. schoolers could start at 16. No.
Do we have this high school program listed anywhere?
I can read back Trustee Buffo's motion.
I mean, it would make more sense to have just a set in stone pay rate for the program.
We could.
I like that better.
But we could start that next year. We could deal with this one person, this one year, and say 5% for this one person, this one year. And then we put it on our radars for next year to evaluate the entire program.
So is this person done working with us in August?
They're about done.
Yeah.
So we're talking about like a month, right?
Yeah, they might stay until a little bit longer depending when they go off to school, but you're talking literally a month.
And if you wanna say, because we probably should have, I know I'm coming back to where we started, that we probably should have done this earlier in the summer. And you wanna do your dollar, I would just say that we don't, until we evaluate the full program, like Karen said, let's not just blindly say a dollar every year. Let's say a dollar for this person, recognizing that we should have gotten to them earlier in the summer. So it's sort of like making up for it a little bit while they're still here, and then we evaluate everything for next year.
We can write it up.
See, I could go for that more than this in the future, but we don't really know what we're doing yet, and there's no rules for this. But I actually like that better.
Yeah, we can just, then we have some time to make next year right.
To make it a high school program.
Official.
Official program.
And why wait till next year?
Instead of a rate, we could give them like a, here's a bonus for coming back or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think there are lots of options.
It's a one pay.
That is taxed at a higher rate, so don't do that.
See, I listen to you once in a while.
Yeah, I think there are plenty of things we could do, but for this person.
So we're talking about a month of payroll for.
So what dollar figure for this employee?
I think you, again, I know you started with a dollar. I just wanna make sure the conversation was a little more robust. So I'm fine with the dollar if we wanna say that, because it's recognizing we didn't do this at the beginning of summer. For the remainder of this person's tenure with us.
Is that the motion?
Yeah.
I'll second.
Mark will.
Mark's.
What Buffo meant to say was.
See, I like that much better than the whole, we don't have a plan, but let's go down.
I like this, and I'm making a note, and it's for Randy on this to put it in the budget for next year. That we have a set rate for the high school programs, and we can actually put that in our ordinance where we have high school orders too.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so we have a motion.
I'm sorry, when was this effective, starting when?
Now.
What, now or the last, the first day of this payroll that we're currently meeting?
Well, payroll is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pay period ended today, so.
Oh, perfect.
New payroll starts tomorrow.
Perfect.
That'd be 7/7 tomorrow.
All right, so we have a motion, we have a second.
Trustee Buffo motioned that the existing seasonal employee who had returned for a second year get a raise of $1 per hour commencing July 7, 2021.
Yes, that is exactly what I said. Thank you.
Second.
And I seconded that.
She did. You could third it though.
Yeah, you could.
And then we need a roll call vote.
Okay, Vicky Buffo.
Yes.
Ann Jakubowiak.
Yes.
Jerry Robb.
Yes.
Kyle Hayden.
Yes.
Karen Stupa.
No, I'm just kidding. Yes.
Yes.
Killing.
What Trustee Stupa said.
Yes.
It's all nice.
All right, any questions about the nuisance properties? There was a new one on there. Rena, when she dropped all the stuff off on her way out the door, said she's gonna put everything on SharePoint with pictures. That's coming. It's not quite done yet, but it's coming. I think we had one trustee who's gonna add a property to it.
I did send one to Rena tonight that they had their water disconnected. I don't know if it was final or not, because I never turned it back on. If some nuisance list, so maybe that person's not living there anymore. So I wanted to see about that, send somebody an email, see if they can figure out if that person's even living there anymore.
I know.
If not, we need to hold the landlord or whoever.
I know we're rolling in the property, at least one property right now, we sent letters, so. So, let me ask a question on nuisance properties, and what is your thoughts on mowing a fenced-in backyard?
No.
No.
We have the right legally to do it.
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't either, that was my call, I said no. Scott wasn't comfortable going in their backyard either, so.
He wasn't comfortable, and I would definitely say no. They're the ones doing work.
I agree, I totally agree, I look at it from a different perspective.
If I were the neighbor to the back, if I were behind that person, I wouldn't be happy, but.
I know, but it's fenced in, so. But.
We have a lot of properties in this town that are not fenced in right now. Are still a nuisance. But no, I would not want one of our employees going into a fenced in.
I agree. Totally agree.
We shouldn't be mowing their property anymore.
Well, we mow it and we put it, we'll put liens on their property to pay for the mowing.
No, I still wouldn't want them in.
Okay, I agree, I totally agree too, that's.
Yeah.
What I was going to, all right, next meeting, July 20th, anything for executive session, anything to think of?
Motion to adjourn.